time away from Coach Dave. Coach, it's great to have you back on the show. I know you got, I was telling the audience, you got some stuff that you want to talk about, some actions that you want people to take. Welcome back to the Hagman Report.
Well, thanks, Joe. I feel like I always enjoy the dialogue that you and your dad give at the beginning of the program. I feel like I'm breaking into, you know, kind of a family discussion here. I appreciate the chance to come in. And, you know, I think, I don't know if you guys just saw that Joe Manchin has now said he's going to vote for Kavanaugh as well.
Yep. Yep.
And, those who follow what I do at all, know I'm not a dyed-in-the-wool Republican. I'm a Christocrat, and I try to call him the way I see him. But I got to tell you guys, it's the first Republican, real Republican victory that I can remember. And I don't even know how long. The Republicans always give in, always capitulate, always somebody at the end gives up. And so, of course, the vote's going to be tomorrow. We'll know for sure exactly what's going on. But I think this was a grievous blow to the deep state. They did not want Kavanaugh in there. Now, I'm not sure he would have been my number one selection. But, buddy, I got to tell you, When you see your enemy fighting that hard to keep somebody out, it ought to tell you something. And, you know, we saw some guys stood up and haven't stood up before. And I have to credit most of that to the fact that for the first time in, golly, I don't know how long, there's a guy with some cojones in the White House. And I believe he gave some spine to some people who maybe normally wouldn't have had the spine. So we'll see how the vote comes out tomorrow. But it, man, I think we pushed back a pretty big offensive there. And that's, you know, one of the things I want to talk about is, as we progress here, Joe and Doug, and good to see you there, Doug.
Good to see you as well.
Is our need to stand up and push back. As we just watched, Doug, I said on my show this week, you know, I have to do a show every morning at 7 a.m.
I know you're a machine, by the way, but folks tune in to Coach Dave Live every morning, 7 o'clock in the morning. I kind of lurk in the background once in a while. A lot of mornings, actually, as I prepare for my own show, there's a lot of great information, a lot of great people. So I didn't mean to interrupt Coach on that, but I do have a question I do want to ask him about Kavanaugh when you're ready.
Okay. Well, let me throw this out and then you can ask the question, Doug. I asked on my show early this week, can somebody name to me the last time we saw some Christian leader or anybody really Christian leader organize any type of offensive effort anywhere politically against anything? I mean, Franklin Graham, you throw out all the great names that we can think of. I don't know if we have ever played offense. And that's one of the things that I try to do. And I'm all about, I'm just trying to put an offensive team on the field. And I think we saw how hard the left, the God-hating left, how hard they played offense. Doug, they've been on offense for 3 stinking weeks. And we see that, man, offense is effective. That's how you win the game. So those 100%. Are what some of us want to talk about. But go ahead, Doug.
I have a question for you because I've been getting emails all week. The more we have spoken about Judge Kavanaugh, the more emails from Christians or people who say right up front, I am a Christian or I'm a conservative or whatever the phrase might be, to label themselves as Christian conservatives. And they scold me for approving of Judge Kavanaugh as the Supreme Court nominee. And like you said, probably not my first pick and certainly not mine. As I went back and looked at the other potential candidates, I think maybe Kavanaugh might have ranked number 3. So having said that, here's my question to you. How do you respond to people like that, given the fact that, yeah, he's not the first, not the second, but you know what? He's a heck of a lot better than the potential, you know, mess that we would have had with Hillary Clinton. How does Coach Dave respond to people who take you to task for that?
Words mean things, Doug. That's what I say to him, first of all. And I hear from the same people and they say, well, he's already said in his interviews that he's not going to overturn Roe versus Wade. He's not going to, in fact, Susan Collins said that today. She quoted the fact that he said he wasn't going to overturn Roe versus Wade or didn't think it should be overturned or whatever. Doug, listen, we gotta be smarter. Our side has to be smarter. Roe versus Wade will never be overturned because Roe versus Wade is already decided. But the next abortion case that comes will not be Roe versus Wade. It will be something with a different type of evidence, a different type of scenario with maybe now, in fact, we would have actually ultrasounds within the womb, new evidence that we've never had before. It's not going to be Roe versus Wade. It's going to be a new case with new evidence. So for the judge to be able to say Roe versus Wade, as it is right now, is the law of the land, Doug, I mean, that's pretty much the way it is, right? And it's not going to be a referendum on Roe versus Wade. It's going to be a new case involving legalization of it, whatever. Ultimately, folks, if you're constitutionalist, which I would hope we all are, it's not a federal issue. Abortion is not a federal issue. This issue is going to be fought state by state. And the next case that we see come to the Supreme Court of the United States, the Supreme Court's going to rule that this is a states' rights issue. And the battle will then be fought for abortion in the individual states, which, by the way, is why I am working so hard, guys, to try to raise up, I hate to use the term army because that scares people, but raise up a team of people, because all politics is local. And some of these issues that we've been dealing with are coming to a town near you. And so rather than worrying about whether or not Kavanaugh's, whether he's okay on abortion and whether he's okay on gay marriage, neither one of those issues are federal issues, neither one of them. And so these battles, I believe, are coming to our states. So if Kavanaugh, the way I can see him, he's an originalist anyway, an originalist, which he's not going to create something out of the penumbras. And the fact that the left is so concerned about him tells me that they're concerned for a reason. So, hey, Doug, come on. Look at all the stuff Donald Trump has done. Do you think there's no give and take with him, no negotiation here? Do you think that he just picked Kavanaugh out of thin air, or was there some backroom dealing that somebody wanted this guy and somebody wanted this guy, and they made a little bit of horse trading behind the scenes, and Kavanaugh's the guy that came out of it? So to understand the vast magnitude of this battle and the swamp and all the opponents and all the different perspectives and everything that's going on, I think we got to give our president a little bit of slack that he's kind of picking what battles he can win. He's only been in there 2 years, right? What battles he can win in the first 2 years, and then what battles he's going to win in the next 2 years, and then, you know, he wants to be elected again. And so I think he has the long view on all this, Doug and Joe, and we can say this for sure. Kavanaugh's a lot better than anybody Hillary would have given us.
Absolutely. And, you know, he was a member of the Bush White House.
He was.
And with all this chaos that we see going on, it's we've gotten away from the details of his own personal beliefs and convictions and, you know, that kind of stuff, his rulings and all that. But I believe personally there were better picks out there. But, you know, I think it's what you said, Coach, that there were some backroom deals made, you know. We'll confirm this guy. We'll confirm this person, you know.
I'll take Judge Kavanaugh over Merrick Garland or any other pick any day of the week. I thank God that President Donald Trump is in there. Day 625 today, Coach.
But I think is it John Roberts, Supreme Court Justice John Roberts, and the Obamacare vote and so many others where, you know, you had a chance to make a difference and they went the other way. And I wonder if Kavanaugh is going to be that kind of person or if he's going to be strong. Go ahead,
Coach. Joe, you know that they had some junk on Roberts, right? Everybody knows that he was, well, Google it, folks. He was blackmailed for a lot of reasons. So John Roberts' Obamacare vote was a surprise even to everybody else on the court. It came at the last moment. So something obviously happened. Now, here's what I want folks to really, really consider in all this stuff. We're talking about the killing or the draining of the deep state of the swamp. Now, it's not going to happen all at once, right? But we're seeing progression of it. And if you follow Q and all that, all those things out there, the Kavanaugh's appearance on the Supreme Court is going to be very, very critical for the next step in what it is that they're going to try to do to drain the swamp, if we believe those terms. So I give up. I hear it all the time, right? That Trump's just part of the deep state and all of that. And he's with the Rockefellers and he's with all you guys. You know, I got my tinfoil hat, right? So I can play that tinfoil hat game too. I would just say if he's a plant on the other side, man, he's sure putting up a lot of crap, isn't he? So I trust what's going on. I trust it's going to be a slow process. I trust that the opposition is probably far more than what we can even understand. And I believe it's only been the hand of God that is, whether Trump is a man of God is a different issue. But the hand of God is certainly at work in what's going on in the good old US of A right now. And I still don't know if it's good or bad. But God is orchestrating some things that, to be honest with you, just is almost remarkable. Lindsey Graham clearly flipped, didn't he?
Yeah.
Somebody got to Lindsey Graham. He flipped, brother. He went from being John McCain's butt buddy to all of a sudden he's Mr. Conservative again. So there's stuff going on, man, we think understand, but we don't really get.
What he said.
Well, why do you think, Graham, we've been talking about this a little bit here on our show. We even talked about it on InfoWars when we were on yesterday. What do you think's behind his transformation? And do you think it's genuine or do you think he's just an opportunist?
I think they have something on it. I think they have something. And I think that that probably in the meeting with whoever it would be, Trump or whether it would be, who knows, that the deal was cut with Lindsey Graham. I said, hey, listen, Lindsey, you got a chance to ride out of Washington, D.C., a hero here, brother. And if you stand up and you do the right thing here for Judge Kavanaugh, some of these things that we have, some of those charges just might be able to disappear. Hey, Doug, don't prosecutors do that kind of thing all the time?
Every day.
Because I'm telling you, Lindsey Graham became a brand new guy, right?
Yep.
A brand new guy. Now, whether maybe McCain had some stuff on him, who knows? We don't understand all the dynamics, everything that's going on behind the scenes. But something clearly caused him to flip. And I'm going to tell you this, too. Something's going on with Susan Collins. For her to come out as strongly as she did. Folks, these people, if you think that these are principled people and they're just doing it because it's the right thing to do, brother, that ain't happening in Washington, D.C. So behind every decision these people are making, there's been a deal made. There's been a string pulled. There's been something that's gone on. And like I said, this is a victory. This is a Trump victory again. Hey, by the way, you heard anything from George Bush? Wasn't Kavanaugh one of his right-hand men? Has old Georgie, has he been out publicly?
Yeah, what did he say today? He said something about Ford, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's crazy, isn't it? It's crazy.
He said something in support of her.
Yeah. I'm not sure
I'll capture
the phrase, but yeah.
I don't at all be tinfoil hat stuff here, but you know, hey, I was born at night, but it wasn't last night.
I got to tell you, Coach. I got to customize my lid like yours.
Yeah, I'll get you one because I take them off. See, when people agree with you, then I can wear this out. When they don't agree, I got to put this one on. You know, so that's really what we're playing with. But we know that we know the aluminum foil hat's true. It's not tin anymore; it's aluminum foil. We know it's true, brother. We know this stuff's going on, man. So, what a time to be alive, and what a time to be awake.
Well, go ahead.
Just real quick. Kavanaugh gets confirmed Saturday. Will we see rioting Saturday, Sunday, Monday?
We're going to see stuff. Folks, I hope you don't think I'm crazy. Don't care if you do. These people are demonic. These people are controlled by a demonic spirit. Hey, Doug, Right Wing Watch, you'll be picking up on that one again.
Oh, yeah.
Now, Dianne Feinstein, there's something not right with that lady. There's something not right with her. And so these people, see, we think it's just Republicans against Democrats. No, it's deeper than that. It's seed of the serpent against the seed of the woman. And some of those people have no semblance of Christianity at all. They wouldn't they wouldn't know Jesus if he delivered a pizza to their house. You know what I'm saying? And so therefore, they are just prisoners to their own lusts and their own devices and their own ego. Both sides of the aisle, in my opinion. And so what we see happening right now is, man, oh, man, some of these apple carts are being upset. And I think we're going to see more than riots in the streets, because that's only going to last as long as that enthusiasm stays high. And that's not going to stay high very long, I don't think. They're going to switch to something else. And after the elections, if they don't take over they got to take over the House and the Senate in order to do the impeachment stuff they want to. If they don't win then, brothers, that's when I think the crap's going to really hit the fan.
I totally agree. And Coach, you said all politics are local, which is why we're pushing so hard here for our congressional race locally. And we need to go all in like you're doing. You know, you said you're assembling teams. Let's talk about that. How can we help? And how can all of us get together and help you make a difference here? Because that's the way we have to fight. We have to fight at this level where we can prevail. So what do we do, Coach?
I'm looking at my own, another computer I have over here. First of all, I've said this before, and I'm saying it to all of you out there who are listening or watching, or however you get the show here. I don't know where we would be in America today were it not for Doug and Joe Hagman and the Hagman Report, because you guys are an outlet for so many different people and so much different information. And I was having one of these things we have planned. I'll talk about here in a minute. You know, Doug, I always ask the same question when we're planning something. I say, man, what a great idea. How are we going to get the word out? Because can I tell you the truth? The churches aren't worth anything. The pastors aren't worth anything. Our team is sitting in the church, and the pastors will not get engaged in this war and in this battle. And so I ask myself, every time we try to come up with what we think to be a good plan, how do we get the word out? And I always know that if I send an email to Joe, say, Joe, man, I sure got something I'd like to share, that there's a platform here for me. And I listen, I watch every night, and I watch, and I know Peter Barry Chalk is coming up after. I love all the guys that you have and the dissemination of information that you have. But at some point, we're gonna have to start playing as a team. And folks, I'm sorry to tell you this. Your pastor is probably not going to play a big part in this. He's just probably not going to. Because if he was going to, he would already be doing some of the things that we're trying to organize and get done. And I don't want to discourage you, but I want you to know that right where you live, there are people in your church, people in your community, trust me, who understand, whose eyes are open. We call it red pill, blue pill. And some of them are in church, and they're just playing the game in church. But for the most part, most of them aren't in church. They're not in church. And they see it, and they understand what's going on, and they're waiting for somebody to try to put some type of plan together. So I've been given, man, last year of my life, I've been doing a lot of traveling and a lot of organizing behind the scenes, raising up what we call huddle groups. You know, I started out calling them boot camps at one point. I guess that kind of scared people off, but these are huddle groups, people who watch our show. I just got back. I was in Iowa. I was in Oskaloosa, Iowa. We had a great crowd there. A room full of people, and we laid out the vision and what we need to do, and we need to be prepared locally. I'm going to go back to Iowa again next week. We'll pull the schedule up here. We got a great group going on down in Texas. We got down in the Austin, Texas area. We got a great group going on down in the Houston, Texas area. We got a powerful group with Rob Pugh going on up in Wisconsin, and we are building these little teams all across America. And if you're watching tonight, I'd love to come to your town and help you put together a team, help you start an organization of people who are going to be prepared that when the crap comes to your town, you're ready to fight. Now, Joe, you won't remember this because you're not old enough. Doug, you probably do. The old civil defense. You remember the old civil defense back in the 1960s when, you know, the butcher, the baker, and the candlestick maker, they all got together and they got organized in case the Russians came and bombed us and how they were going to respond and all that. Well, we have to do that. We have to do that again now. It's got to become the Christian civil defense. We've got to be prepared and organized to once again reclaim some authority back in our communities that I believe is going to come back to us as this government is reinvented. So I'm doing a lot of traveling. I'd love to come to your town. You say, well, Coach, I don't know. No. Well, if you can find 20 people, I don't care where it is, I'll come. I'll pay my own way. You don't have to pay me to come. You don't have to go out and rent a building. We'll pay the money to rent the building. But we need to pop up these groups all across America. That's what we've been doing. So the reason I got a hold of Joe today, that was a couple of days ago, I said, Joe, I really got a couple of things I'd really like to talk to you about. Can I go right now, Doug? I feel like I'm doing my own show.
No, listen. This is so important. We are staunch believers in 100% what you're doing. We're behind it. We endorse it, and we will help you in any way we can. So please take it and explain what you need, and we will just echo that. Go ahead.
Thanks, Joe or Doug. I appreciate it. Well, here's some things. I'm gonna lay a couple, three things out on the table tonight. No matter where you are, folks, you are going to have to get engaged. I'm gonna tell you, you're going to have to get engaged. We wish it would happen through the churches, but it's not happening through the churches. It just isn't. Whether pastors are, whether it's politics, whether it's insecurity, whether it's the 501c, whatever it is, they're not gonna do it. And you guys know that we have some success with it, the whole Target battle that we fought regarding the restroom battle, the Ken Hovind battle that we fought, the Kim Davis battle. We know how to put boots on the ground, and we know how to do it right. And so we're trying to raise up again pockets of people. So here's a plan that came to me from a guy named Kurt Nock, and it's just a guy like any of us, just out there, said, Coach, we got to do something. And Eric, if you could click on that thing, it says meet you at the polls. I look over here at my other computer and maybe you can flash that up on the screen. This is a great plan. We've got to get Christians out. We have got to turn out Christians and vote this November. We have got to do it. We have got to do it. If we allow the left to get in control, brother, it will be so vicious against us like we ain't never seen. So here's the vision of meet you at the polls. And you can do this, friends. Each one of you can do this. And here's what it is. It's going to start not this month, this Sunday, but the following Sunday. We're asking for people all across America to organize little prayer gatherings at their city council, at their county courthouse, wherever it would be. We want to build an army of people to come out. Number one, this is all at the website, meetyouatthepolls.com, by the way, meetyouatthepolls.com. We want people in cities all across America to show up and begin to pray at their city council, wherever it would be. Pray for this nation. Pray for the favor of God. Pray for that we would repent, turn from our wicked ways, and then do that. We're going to do it at 3 o'clock on Sunday, starting not this Sunday, but the next Sunday. I think it's the 14th. And then do it again on the 21st. And the idea being everybody who came on the 14th, bring somebody with you on the 21st. And we're going to do it again on the 28th. Then we're going to do it again on the first Sunday in November. Keep building the crowd each time, bringing your friends there, let people see, build momentum all across America, build momentum. And then on Tuesday, we flip from the poll, the P-O-L-E, to the P-O-L-L. We've got to say, okay, now we've been praying about this for a month. Come on now. You got to show up Tuesday. If you don't turn out Tuesday, all of this other stuff doesn't matter. God won't stuff ballot boxes. He will not vote for you. You have to go do that. So, Doug, Joe, we would ask people to simply go to that website that Eric just had up there.
Meet you at the polls.
Meet you at the polls. And if just begin doing it right in your small town. Everybody can do this and invite others to come. Some of you, maybe your pastors will get involved. My experience is maybe they won't, but maybe you got a good pastor and he will. And begin to gather at those polls and begin to pray for our nation and pray for our president and pray for God's direction and for repentance. And then do that again the next week and bring people with you. All this information is at that website, meetyouatthepolls.com. And we think that if we could get this thing to catch fire, like we did with Target, like we did with some other things, Doug, if Christians don't turn up and vote, man, oh man, oh man, oh man. And listen, I'm not a Republican. But I can tell you this, I ain't a Democrat. And I know if we let those folks back in control, we have a chance right now to crush that bump. So that's one thing that we've got going on. Meetyouatthepolls.com. Meetyouatthepolls.com. We'll get more information out there. We've just built a website. Kurt's just built a website. We're just getting up and running. But you can do that. Start with your family. Start with your church group. Get out there. Invite other people from other churches. And I can see 5 weeks from now, on that Sunday, 5 weeks to now, that there are going to be hundreds of thousands, if not millions, of Christians out praying for the election, the Sunday before the election, and then those same people show up and go vote. Now, let me throw this out, too. It's harder for them to vote, Doug, if you vote early. Here in Ohio, you can vote 30 days ahead. So I would suggest people to prevent the voting, vote early. Go vote.
I echo that. Yes, absolutely.
That's a real ballot. It's a lot of real ballot when you do that.
The absentee ballot?
It's an early ballot. Here in Ohio, Joe, it's an early ballot. So okay. I can go down a month before and I can go to my board of elections and I can vote. And it's I mark it with a pencil and they have a record of it. So as many of those as we would get out, the better it would be, because I promise you, the left is doing that.
Yes, okay? They are. Yes, they are. And Yep.
Meet you at the polls. That's October, beginning October 14th. You can find that meetyouatthepolls.com. Go ahead. I'm sorry.
No, Coach, I was just saying, you said the Democrats are doing that. And I said, yeah, one of them sitting there filling out hundreds at a time, probably in every state. But this is an area where we've been talking about the Republicans and the conservatives and Christians in general lack the organization that the left has. Yeah. And this is a great way make that happen. Yeah.
Do you know that here, remember Troy Balderson, our congressman here in Ohio, you remember, 6 weeks ago, they had a runoff for him against I can't remember who the guy's name here in Columbus, Ohio, and it's really, really close. And Balderson held. Well, 85% part of this district's Columbus, a branch of Columbus, Ohio. 85% of the Democrats showed up. Now, Joe, 85% of the Democrats didn't show up. But in the inner cities, it's so easy to stuff ballots and do stuff that's just not legal. Now, our guy Balderson, he'll win in the general election, which is coming. He'll win in that because everybody turns out for that. But it says these, we cannot let them out. We can't let them cheat. We can't let them beat us by cheat. Number two, can I throw number two up there?
Go for Eric, it. Maybe
pull that up, everybody. This is October 17th. Folks, you can find all of this. Oh, there's my logo on my shirt, CoachDaveLive.com. You can find all this on our calendar at CoachDaveLive.com. For those of you who live up in Wisconsin, Michigan, Minnesota, Iowa, up in that area, October 17th, we're partnering with Rob Pugh at Wisconsin Christian News and Rusty Thomas, Operation Save America, Matt Tuella of Missionaries to the Preborn, and we are hitting the streets. There it is. It's called Church Arise. And we're going to spend 2 days in Marshfield, Wisconsin, and 2 days in Milwaukee, Wisconsin. The first 2 days are Wednesday and Thursday. This is all here on that website. October 17th and 18th are going to be in Marshfield, Wisconsin. Rusty Thomas, Coach Dave, Matt Tuella, David Arthur. Oh, man, there's a guy. You guys got to get up. He's unbelievable. Rob Pugh, October 17th and 18th. And then we're going to shift, and we're going to drive a couple hours south, and we're going to join with Matt Tuella and his group down in Milwaukee, Wisconsin. And we're going to be out on the streets, and we're going to hand out literature, and we're going to stand up, and we're going to push back against the darkness. And in particular, one of the issues is abortion. We'll be at the abortion clinic. We'll be in the streets. There are going to be hundreds of us. But we would love some of you, maybe who've never done anything like this, and how do I even do that? Let's just come. Just come. And if you can fold your arms and stand, we can use you. This becomes a numbers game, folks. And we want the other side to know that we're alive and we're well and we're awake and we're coming. We're engaging in this battle, and we're not gonna put up with it anymore. So both of those things can be found at my website, CoachDaveLive.com. Go to the events. March 17, 18, 19, and 20, we're going to be in Wisconsin. Come and join us. I already said that we're going to do the meet you at the poll. And then one other thing I'm going to throw out there that I just can't say a whole lot about it. We have something planned in Austin, Texas on November 10th. That's all I'm going to say about it. Okay. Not going to go any farther than that. But if you're in the Austin, Texas area, and you are sick and tired of what's going on, we're gonna help you put you in the game. We need you to come and join us. It'll be scary because you've probably never done anything like that. But it's time our team started showing up out on the field. And so let's just say, Coach, I heard that, Coach, I'm interested in coming to Austin because I live close to it. Get to email me and we'll get you the details. We're really not at liberty yet to explain everything that we're doing there. Because we just don't really want the enemy to know exactly what we're doing, right?
Coach, let me ask you a question. Did you mention this Tuesday, Monday, or I'm not sure which day I was listening, Monday or Tuesday?
Okay.
Did you mention, is this what I think it is? Let me rephrase that question. Did you talk about this, the Austin event, this week on your show?
I did not.
Okay, then.
Yes, yes, I did.
Okay.
Yes, I did.
Thank you. All right.
Folks. We're not alone in this one either. All right. But Doug, you understand this, right?
I do.
Listen, every time I come, they're watching me, right? Well, I don't want to sound too important. The enemy's watching me.
Oh, they are.
And so if I say we're going to do this and this and this at this time, well, they'll begin to make plans for it. I'm not scared. They can come to Wisconsin. Come on to Wisconsin all you want to. Meet us at the poll. You can't do anything about that. Oh, Doug, I'll have to talk to you offline. I got another one. I got another one planned. Shh. What a time to be alive, brother. The Bible says to not be ignorant of his devices. And in fact, we're told to be wise as a serpent and harmless as a dove. And I said, Lord, why wise as a serpent? A snake? Are you kidding me? He said, yeah, man. Watch the way he operates. He knows how things go in this world. That serpent does. Look what he does. And copy it. Be wise, be harmless. But look what he does in duplicate. So we're doing that, buddy. We're building a team. Let me say this again as nicely as I can. I want to come to your town, folks. I want to come to your town. And you say, Coach, I'm not anybody here in this town. Well, we'll come. Let's pick a date on the calendar, and we will come, and we will do what we call a huddle, because we have thousands of people who are listening to our show as well. We're not as big as Doug and Joe and Dave Hodges and some of those guys, but we got a lot of people listening, and a lot of them are doers. And we're finding, I got a phone call. Somebody picked up the phone, says, hey, can you come to Oskaloosa, Iowa? Sure, I did. I went 100 and some people there. I got a call from a lady, said, hey, can you come to Bethlehem, PA? Sure can. We'll be there. We're heading to Bethlehem, PA on November 3rd. I get a call from somebody, said, hey, can you come to Manchester, Iowa? Yeah, we're coming to Manchester, Iowa. And here's what it is. We're not asking you to do anything other than to be the lead person there. You maybe help us find a place. We'll pay for the place. We'll pay for our travel. We'll come. We'll do whatever we can. And we want to come, and we want to put a huddle around you. We want to put the civil defense in your community, so you guys are going to be prepared for what's coming down the road as well. So I know that's a lot, and I know I sound like a blowhard, but I'm committed to this. I got two more grandbabies coming. I'm committed to this thing, man. I'm committed to it. I'm all in. We have to be all in. Doug, Joe, I'm finding more and more guys. We were in small town Oskaloosa, Iowa. The room was packed. And what is it people want to eat? They need information, and they need a plan. And I did a teaching on the lie of the separation between the church and state, and their jaws just hit the floor. I said, we have been lied to. And so our first step has to be education, re-education, show how we've been lied to and miseducated. And then once we understand what's going on and what really what it is that we're dealing with, then we come up with a plan of attack. And brothers, now's the time to charge. Now's the time to blitz. It's right now. It's it, man. All the coins are on the table. Now's the time to go all in. And so we're looking for people who are interested in doing that. So we go to Coach Dave Live, or just it's coach@coachdavelive.com. Just email me, coach@coachdavelive.com. Say, Coach, I want to do one here. I don't even know if I can do it. I've never done anything like this at all, but Coach, I'm sure willing to try. I'm sick and tired of what's going on. And then we'll put a team there. We'll get a team there. We'll raise up people around you, and you'll be feeling a lot better about yourself. I'm Joe. Look at that hair. That's great. They have it there, and it's gray, right? So I talked to those guys the other night. I said, listen, what's up with you gray hairs? You think you're going to freaking live forever? What's going on here, man? We only got – they're eating our children. They're eating our daggone children. And how many people do you know who are grandparents, and they look at their grandson or their granddaughter and say, I don't know what happened to him. He used to be the sweetest guy. What happened to him? The devil's eating our children. Gray hairs. Get out of your Winnebago. It's our time to step up and try to do something to rescue our children and our grandchildren.
Amen to that. Coach, you got me fired up now. And you know what, folks? Go to CoachDaveLive.com. That is CoachDaveLive.com. This is America's coach now. I mean, that's what I call Coach Dave. I cannot think of a better on the ground, boots on the ground leader than Coach Dave from CoachDaveLive.com. And I believe I know pretty much about November 10th. But folks, let me tell you something. If you're within a day's drive of Austin, Texas, November 10th, CoachDaveLive.com.
It'll be worth it, brother. I can promise you. My granddaughter, my little 8-year-old granddaughter, Reese, she just came down here into our stadium. This YF5 baby. Aww. This is it right here. She just turned 8 years old a couple of days ago.
Happy birthday.
I missed her birthday because I was out trying to raise up a bunch of people, and she's down here at Grampy's tonight. We're glad to have her. This is it, man. Hey, Doug, I don't want her to turn 24 years old and turn into some witch out on the street. Me wondering what the heck happened. Well, it's my job as her grandpa to do everything I can to guide and direct her and guard her and shoot her in the right direction and give her an environment where she can live up and be a strong Christian woman and raise her children. We have to think generationally, not just us, not just me and my Winnebago and my money in my 501(c) or whatever that thing. I don't even save money. It's not about that stuff. It's about this. It's about our granddaughter. That's what it's all about.
This is perhaps the best. That's what it's all about indeed. And Reese, give your grandpa a big hug, okay?
Reese, say good, a big hug. Say hi to Mr. Hagman.
Hi.
Hi, honey.
Hi.
That's a heartbreaker there, huh? Hey, they're going to have to go through grandpa to get to her. I promise you that.
Oh, no doubt about it, coach. All right. We got to, Eric, we put the website up there, the first website back up there for coach here as we close out this segment.
Meet you at the polls.com.
Meet you at the polls.com.
Folks, we got to do this. And you heard coach. We got to do this.
It's just got to be mom and pops. We have got to quit waiting on our leaders to lead. Doug, if they were going to lead, they'd already done it, man.
Yep.
They would have already done it. Denny Bryan is a guy who's in Oskaloosa, Iowa. He's on oxygen. He doesn't know how long he has to live. And he organized that event Wednesday night. I flew out there one of those nights. And I flew out there and he said, coach, we're going to have a good crowd. And I'm thinking, yeah, okay. Well, you know, if it's only five people, I'll come. Man, he had the room packed. He said, there's another 100 that would be. They get it. You understand? They're salt of the earth people, and they know something's wrong, and they want to do something about it. I want to help build those huddles right where you folks live. Not about making money for them. One more thing. Wouldn't you know it? Come here. They all come sneaking in on me, Doug. This is my other namesake. This is little David. Dave, say hi.
Hi, David. Man.
There you go, coach. So
Dave and Reese. That's why we fight.
Amen. Go ahead, Joe.
Thanks for coming on tonight. Thanks for doing what you do and the hard work, being the boots on the ground and on the front lines. We really appreciate it. And thanks for keeping us updated and energized. God bless you, coach.
Thanks for the platform, guys. It makes more difference than you ever know. Bless you all. Look at these. We're in these.
God bless you, too.
We train them up right, don't we?
There you go.
Can't figure out which hat to wear. Bless you, guys.
Doesn't get much better than that, folks. When we come back, Peter Chalka will be with us. He'll be interviewing.